Hi, this is Chris. Last week on Adventures in Odyssey, Officer Harley came back to town. He was taking Jack up to Trickle Lake on his motorcycle when they found a deserted road. There was a van on the road parked in front of a cave, and two guys were loading boxes into it. Officer Harley rode up to talk to him, but he hit a booby trap on the way and went crashing down an embankment. Jack ran back to town and got Whit, Connie, and his parents to come and help. But when they returned to the cave, everything, including Officer Harley, was gone. Nobody believed poor Jack. Then later that night, one of the men who was loading boxes suddenly appeared in Jack's backyard. The man told Jack that if he wanted to see Officer Harley again, Jack had better make sure no one believes his story. Will Jack tell? Is Officer Harley all right? What was in the boxes the men were loading into the van? You'll hear the answer to all these questions when today's Adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment. And now, the exciting conclusion to the return of Officer Harley.
Oh, good. There's a cabin. Next time I run after somebody, I'm gonna do it inside of a car.
Jones, where you been? I've been waiting all night for you.
What do you mean, where you been? I've been in town. I stayed in a motel last night.
You what? Of all the lame brain, why didn't you just put out a sign and say, "Here I am, come and get me"?
What do you expect me to do, Thompson? I wasn't about to walk back up here in the dark.
Wait a minute. Where's the kid? Did you lose him?
No, I didn't lose him. I sat out in his backyard half the night waiting for him. I finally got to him, too.
Well, then, where is he?
At home.
What?
I didn't bring him.
Wait, let me get this straight, Jones. You had the kid in your hands, and you let him go?
Thompson, I told you I followed him all the way into town, on foot. How's I supposed to get him up here? Carry him piggyback? I don't think we're going to have to worry about the boy anyway.
Oh, you don't. And why, may I ask, not?
Well, before I grabbed him last night, I overheard him talking with his ma. And she told him that he was going to have to stop letting his imagination run away with him.
So?
Don't you get it? She don't believe him. She thinks he made it all up. In fact, he told me that nobody believes him.
You cork brain, he just said that to keep you from taking him.
That did occur to me, Thompson. I am not entirely stupid, you know. Anyway, I came up with an alternate plan.
And just what is this alternate plan?
Well, I told him that we have his friend. And if he wants to see his friend again, then he better make sure nobody believes him. Great plan, huh?
Oh, wonderful. There's only one problem with it.
What?
We ain't got his friend.
What?
Look around in there. You see him?
You were supposed to get him. What happened?
Well, that embankment he went down was pretty steep, so it took me a while to get to the bottom. And when I got there, I found the motorcycle, but the guy was nowhere in sight.
Oh.
So I hid the motorcycle, and then I went back to the cave, and I cleaned up everything real good. You know, I made it look like nobody had ever been there. Even tied a branch on the back of the van to cover up the tire tracks. And then I hightailed it up here to the cabin. See, I figured that way, even if the guy does come back to the cave, he won't find anything.
And you yelled at me because I let the kid go.
Well, at least I didn't let this guy see my face.
Oh, yeah. What are we gonna do?
Well, we're supposed to meet the boss up here later.
Oh, the boss. He sure ain't gonna be very happy about this.
Yeah. Well, when he gets here this afternoon, we'll let him take care of everything.
All right. I sure do wish we knew what happened to that guy on the motorcycle, though.
That is... muscles. Gotta get a new mattress. This one's making me stiff. Ooh, wait a minute. This isn't my mattress. There's a good reason for that. This isn't my bed either. In fact, this isn't my room. Hey, where am I?
Well, now, I'm glad you finally decided to wake up. I was getting kind of worried about you.
You were? Oh, thank you. Who are you?
McKinney's my name. Angus McKinney. You're in the spare bedroom on my farm.
Ooh.
And whom do I have the pleasure of addressing?
Officer David Harley. Ooh, ooh. At your service.
Let that be a lesson to you not to move so fast. Here, let me help you into the kitchen. You want some breakfast? I got bacon, eggs, toast, coffee, and juice.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. McKinney.
Yes.
I'll just have some toast and juice.
All right. Here. You just sit down at the table here, and I'll get it for you. There. Officer, huh? Here's your juice. What kind?
I'd say orange.
No. What kind of officer?
Oh, officer of the law.
A policeman?
Yes.
Well, this is quite an honor. You want butter or jam?
Butter's fine. Here, let me help you.
No. You just sit there. Man in your condition needs to take it slow and easy.
My condition? Oh! What condition am I in, anyway?
Pretty bruised and beat up. Of course, you look a lot better now than when I found you yesterday.
You found me?
Oh, yeah. You were wandering along the road, looked like something a cat dragged in. Right about the time I pulled up, you collapsed. I picked you up and brought you back here. Don't you remember?
Yesterday is kind of hazy. Let me see. I remember I had a couple of days off, and I decided to take a trip.
Oh, that must be why you're not wearing your police uniform.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where were you going to take a trip to? Here's your butter.
Thank you. Odyssey. That's it. I was going to an Odyssey to visit... Oh, my goodness.
You want jam instead?
No, Jack! Yeah.
You want Jack instead?
No. Mr. McKinney, I have to use your phone.
Oh, sorry. I ain't got one. I don't believe in him.
Then I have to get to town.
I don't know. Yeah, you're still pretty beat up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you ought to just stay here for a while.
No, you don't understand. I've got to get to Odyssey. It's an emergency. A friend of mine may be in trouble. Please.
All right. Now, you get cleaned up and let me do the dishes, and I'll meet you out front right next to my truck.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. McKinney. Oh.
Strange fella.
Al, are you ready to go now?
Oh, why didn't we pick up everything when we were out shopping yesterday?
Oh, grump, grump, grump. Now it won't hurt you to go back to the store with me. Okay, think of it as a cultural expedition.
Now, that kind of culture I don't need. Is Jack up yet?
You know, I heard him stirring around in his room earlier. You know, he didn't eat any breakfast, though.
I wonder what excitement he's cooked up for us today.
Well, we'll soon find out. Here he comes.
Morning, son.
Hi, Dad. Mom.
Morning, Jack. You want some breakfast?
No, I'm not all that hungry. Listen, I'm sorry about the way I acted yesterday.
Oh, does this mean we've heard the last of men with boxes and secret caves?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're man enough to own up to it, son.
Yeah.
Listen, sweetheart, your father and I have to go back to the store for a couple of hours. So if you get hungry, there's a bowl of fruit on the table and some milk in the fridge, okay?
Okay.
Hey, maybe you should stick around here today and take it easy, huh?
Maybe.
Now, we won't be gone long. Hey, come on, Al.
Hey, why don't I stay here and help Jack take it easy?
Al.
Well, just a suggestion. Bye, son.
Bye. Sorry, Dad. I just can't stick around here today. I gotta find Officer Harley. And the first place I'm gonna look is back at that cave. Everything looks the same as it did yesterday afternoon. Just like no one's ever been here. There's gotta be something around here that'll tell me where Officer Harley is. Maybe inside the cave. Whoa, it's dark in here. I'm glad I brought my flashlight. There. Dad said yesterday it was too dark to go very far back. It is kind of spooky in here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Nothing so far. Just a lot of moss and rocks. But I'll bet there's something in here somewhere. Wait! What was that? Something shiny. It's almost buried. Now it's coming. There. It's a bottle. With a picture of a cabin on it.
Jack, it's me, Whit.
Mr. Whitaker. Oh, thank God.
I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't want you to cry out.
What are you doing here?
Well, I did a lot of thinking about your story last night, and I decided to come back up here and take another look around.
Oh, yeah, about that, Mr. Whitaker. I need to tell you that you should forget about it. My imagination got the best of me.
It did?
Yeah.
Well, if it was just your imagination, then what are you doing back here?
I like this place. I'm the one who found it, you know.
And your coming back here doesn't have anything to do with your story yesterday, huh?
No.
Huh, that's interesting. Because while I was looking around outside, I found this long piece of cable wire lying along the road.
Cable wire?
Yeah. And I noticed that the ends of this wire were all bent up like somebody had tied them into a loop.
A loop?
Uh-huh. So I started examining the trees around where I found the wire. And lo and behold, there were two trees, one on either side of the road, that had the bark ripped from them at almost the exact same height. It was as if this wire had been strung across the road and then was torn away when something hit it. Something heavy, like a motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
Jack, I don't suppose you looked over the embankment as you came up here today, did you?
No, why?
Because if you had, you would have seen Officer Harley's motorcycle down there. I found that, too, buried under some leaves. You sure all this was just your imagination?
No. Mr. Whitaker, one of the men I saw loading the van yesterday was at my house last night.
Oh.
He told me they have Officer Harley. Then if I didn't pretend the story was fake, I'd never see him again. What are we going to do?
Oh, now, calm down, Jack.
Who are these guys anyway? Why are they doing this?
They're bootleggers.
Bootleggers? What's that?
Oh, they're people who make liquor illegally. Let me see that bottle.
Here.
Yeah, it's just like hundreds of others I found further back in the cave. Apparently this is where they hide the stuff, and what you and David stumbled onto yesterday was the two of them making a pickup. That's why they chased after you. They didn't want you to spoil their operation.
Wow. But what are we going to do, Mr. Whitaker? They still have Officer Harley.
Well, now that there's two of us who know the story, it's time to bring in the big boys. Come on. We're going to the police.
Not so fast, Grandpa.
What are you...
Mr. Whitaker, it's them, the two guys.
Well, well, if it ain't my little friend. You know, I don't know what the younger generation is coming to. Young people just don't want to obey their elders no more.
What do you want?
Want? Why, we want you, of course.
What'll happen to Whit and Jack? Find out when today's adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Well, I guess it's a lucky thing we came back to see if you left anything here yesterday.
I guess it is. All right, you two, move.
Where are you taking us?
Back to our cabin.
Don't do anything now, you'll regret later.
Oh, I hate that line. They always say it on TV. And then the villain always says...
We ain't gonna regret anything. You're the ones who're gonna do the regretting.
You must have seen the same show.
You're both already in very big trouble. Probably more than you know. The man you kidnapped yesterday is a police officer.
Police?
That's right.
And why wasn't he wearing a uniform or riding a police motorcycle?
Because he had the day off. He was just visiting.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, we ain't got nothing to worry about because we ain't got your friend.
What?
Will you shut up?
You don't have Officer Harley?
No, but we got you. All right, the coast is clear. Now go over there and get in that van and no tricks.
Look out, he's got a bottle.
Run, Jack.
I've got him. Get the gear.
Come here, you.
Let go. Let me go.
Drop the bottle, old man. I see it. Drop it.
Oh. Mr. Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker, are you all right?
Oh, yes, Jack, I'm all right. I just got my hand when the bottle broke.
Here, let me put my handkerchief around it.
All right. I want both of you inside that van, and I mean right now. Go on, move.
Mr. Whitaker, what are we going to do?
Pray, Jack. Pray hard.
True or false? You should always turn on your turn signal before you pull away from the curb. Always. Well, I don't think you should always do... I don't know. Well, maybe.
Oh, you should always do it.
What? Oh, thanks, Officer Har... Officer Harley! You really are here! Then Jack's story was true!
What story?
Well, he had this wild story yesterday about you crashing on a motorcycle and some guys chasing him near a cave. Everybody thought he was making it up.
Well, it's true, all right. So I hope he told it a little better than that. Say, is Jack here now?
No, he hasn't come in today.
Oh, rats. He's not at home either. In fact, nobody is. I stopped there before I came here. Say, Whit isn't in, is he?
No, he went back up to the cave.
Back up? You mean he was up there before?
Yeah, we all were. Me and Whit and Jack's parents. Jack practically dragged us there.
Ooh.
But when we got to the cave, it didn't look like anybody had been there for a long time. That's why everyone thought Jack was making it up. Well, everybody but Whit, that is. He said he wanted to check some things out.
Ooh, he could be in danger. I've got to get back up there. Do you have a car?
No, but you could use Whit's old truck.
Good. Now listen, I want you to call the police and tell them to meet me up at the cave.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I can describe how to get there.
Well, you'll have to go with them. I'm going to go find Whit.
But...
Now stay calm, just do as I ask, and everything will be all right, okay?
Okay. Officer Harley?
Don't worry, Connie. I'll be careful.
You forgot your keys.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh, dear Lord, please protect him. And Whit and Jack, wherever they are. The phone. Where's the phone?
Whit? Whit? Maybe he's in the cave. Whit, you in there? Guess not. Don't see his car around either. Of course, he could have hit it. Or maybe he just didn't make it up here. Wait, what's this? Scruff marks in the dirt. Looks like a struggle took place. Yeah, and here's a broken bottle. The label's still on it, though. Picture of a cabin. There's also blood on it. Keep cool, Harley. See if there's anything else. Aha, tire tracks. They weren't made that long ago. Okay. They go right around this hill and into these bushes. But that's impossible. The bushes are still here. If a van hit them, they'd be flattened. Unless... Aha. Fake bushes. Clever. Nobody'd ever know there's a whole other road back here. A road that leads to a cabin, maybe? I'd have a better view if I climbed to the top of this hill. Bingo! It's right on the side of the hill, about a mile away. I better leave a message for the police. I think I'll cook up a little surprise for my two friends in the van, too.
All right, you two, inside.
Nice place.
Well, we don't stay here all the time. Sometimes we stay in motels.
Is this where you make the moonshine yourself?
Moonshine?
Yeah.
What'd you do, Thompson? Blab to him?
No.
Well, it wasn't too hard to figure out after I saw the bottles you left in the cave.
You cleaned everything up, huh? Well, yeah, sorta.
The way I see it, you make the stuff here and store it down in the cave where it's cool. Then you load up your van from there and sell it to all your buyers, right?
Wrong. We don't make the stuff. The boss does.
That's right, and we don't sell it neither. The boss has somebody else do that.
All we do is deliver the stuff, when and where the boss tells us.
Obviously, that's not all you do, or we wouldn't be here.
Well, we do some other things.
What's going to happen to us?
Don't worry, boy. This time, it'll be for the boss to decide.
I wonder where he is. He should have been here by now.
You won't get away with any of this, you know.
I hate that line, too. What do you think's gonna happen? Somebody gonna come bursting through the door to rescue you?
All right, freeze. This is the police.
What?
Oh, David, are we glad to see you?
Officer Harley, if you don't mind, Whit, I'm in the middle of an arrest.
Yes, sir, Officer Harley.
All right, you two. Just stay right where you are.
No. You stay right where you are.
Mr. McKinney.
Hi, boss.
Boss? You're their boss?
Unfortunately, yes.
Have you been here the whole time?
Yes. I came up the back way to get some supplies for the still.
Oh.
Decided to keep quiet when I saw you go inside with this older fella and the boy. And it's a good thing I did, too.
Mr. McKinney, how could you?
David,
You know this man?
Know me? I picked him up off the road yesterday afternoon. He's all banged up and wandering around.
You were so kind to me.
I'm kind to everybody when I can be.
And you're also a bootlegger.
Oh, don't take it so personal. Business is business.
Speaking of which, we got the van loaded, boss.
All right, get going. Here's the address.
Right.
We're real sorry about all this, boss.
We'll talk about that when you get back.
Yes, boss.
Hurry up, Joe!
I'm coming.
Now then, what am I gonna do with you all?
Let us go?
I don't think so.
What has got... That idiot just drove off the road.
Gotcha. Freeze, Mr. McKinney.
This is the police. We have the area surrounded. Everyone come out with your hands up.
It's all right, guys. I've got the man you want right here. Come out and get him. Like you said, Mr. McKinney, business is business. All right. Did you get the two in the van?
Yeah, they're pretty shook up after their little ride down the embankment.
Ride down the embankment?
Yeah, somebody strung a cable wire across the road. When the van hit it, it spun out of control and crashed right down the embankment.
I wonder who did that.
Well, I didn't want them to get away. Did you get the stuff at the still, too?
Yeah, it's all been taken care of.
Good.
You know, we've been trying to break up this bootlegging ring for months, but we didn't have any leads. Sure glad you came along, Officer Harley. Very nice work.
Well, thanks, but, you know, I couldn't have done anything without these folks here. Especially you, Jack.
I'm just glad Mr. Whitaker believed me. Oh, yeah. Could you all come back to my house and explain this to my parents? If they didn't believe me yesterday, they're never going to believe this.
Well, you know, Jack, sometimes we have to suffer for doing what's right.
Officer Harley?
Yeah, Jack?
Can I have another ride on your motorcycle? This one was really the pits.
Why, sure, Jack. Anytime. As soon as I get it fixed, that is.
Hey, in the meantime, I have a great idea. Hmm? Why doesn't everybody get into Witt's truck and I'll give us a ride back to town?
I don't think so, Connie.
By the way, Witt, there's a taillight out on the back of your truck.
Oh?
Yeah, you know, you could get a citation for that.
But I didn't know about it.
Well, you know what I always say.
Yes, we know.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Oh, I love coming back here. Oh, boy.
Proverbs 14:7 says, "Stay away from foolish men, for you won't find knowledge in their mouths." I think Jack finally understands just what that verse means. See, if he didn't let his imagination run away with him so much, it would have been a lot easier for everyone to believe him when he told about Officer Harley. Like it says in Proverbs 14:25, "A truthful witness saves lives." Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our producer, Steve Harris. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll come back for more Adventures in Odyssey.